down the parkway. There's a wreck out that direction. It is in the eastbound side of Tunnel Road or 70 or whatever you want to call it, and the Swannanoa Highway or whatever. Anyway, that's got a little bit of a slowdown going on this afternoon. And then we've got heavy traffic from the river back toward River Ridge. It's moving pretty good, but it's pretty heavy. In the downtown, you're going to pick up moderate traffic, moderate to heavy traffic, starting, well, right in there beyond past Broadway, right around Broadway, and that'll continue out just before you get to the bridge. Everything going north on 26, everything heading up toward Tennessee looks good. The bridge this afternoon is moderate, both sides. Then coming out of town looks fine until you get to the junction. And starting in the junction, we have slow traffic. And it's, I guess it's due to the construction, but I don't know. But anyway, it is slow traffic till you start up the hill there at Fred Anderson. And then it goes to moderate. And by the time you get up to 191, it's back up to speed. And so that's outbound. That's on the eastbound off of Asheville from I-26. And it looks like you'll pick up some moderate traffic in the construction zone out around the river. It'll slow down off pace a little bit, off pace about 10 mile an hour. And other than that, though, you're going to be okay till you get to the airport. It slows down just before you get to the airport, about 10 mile an hour off. If you're going the other direction, it's a different story. You start having slow traffic. I mean, it's going to be slow, and it will speed up, and then it'll slow down. And that's going to be the rule, looks like to me, to get past 146, basically up to the parkway. And then you'll have a clear space, but it'll slow back down, and you'll have that till you get clear of 191. That's going on the westbound side. Friday afternoon and the interstate issues has caused moderate backups on Sardis Road 112. You've got a pretty serious backup on 191 today. It is stop and go from Clayton Road all the way back to the Arboretum. And in the other direction, it is not great as well. So going toward Asheville, you've got slow traffic right there. I don't know what DOT is going to do about it, but they're going to have to do something at that Clayton Road. It's in a curve. It's a dangerous place. It's a tough place for a red light, but I don't know what they're going to do. I've studied it as I've gone through there. How could you put it? Could you put a turning lane? It's a big old bank. I don't know, but they're going to have to do something because that is a trouble spot every day of the week, just about. Clayton Road, 191, and backing up traffic all the way through by Sandy Bottom, most of the time backing up to the parkway. And that's a routine experience for folks that travel that way. They know what I'm talking about. Moderate wait at the light today at 146 there at Boone's Corner if you're traveling the 191. If you're traveling 25, pretty good shape today. 25A, a little more, you're off the pace pretty bad. From the parkway to Mills Gap, pretty slow, and then you've got a quarter mile or so from Mills Gap if you're going northbound, about a quarter mile to you get to that light there at Mills Gap. Traffic backed up, okay? Let's see what else. If we're going to do, it is a holiday weekend. It is Labor Day weekend, or it's Memorial Day. Martin Luther King Day, that's what it is. And federal holiday, a lot of folks off on Monday, and the gorge is showing it. They've got construction about a mile back this side, and roughly a mile, mile and a half back this side of the line. And as a result of it, it has got the gorge just about stopped this afternoon. From Waterville Lake on down, it's just stop and go. So anybody trying to get to Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge for the weekend, Sevierville, you've got a long wait. And you can't get out of North Carolina because they got it don't know if we're down to one lane or what, but it looks stopped at times on westbound I-40 today. Okay, the eastbound is slow right as you come into state, but it's the westbound that's given us all the trouble today. And, it's backed up all the way to the lake there, to the power plant. That's how far back we are. Yeah. Okay, and then let's see what else we got. As far as I know, 441 is open. I don't know if I would want to go that way, but as far as I know, it's open. It's not showing that it's closed. And being I said that, let me see, is the parkway, did they reopen the parkway through there? Acts like it's open. I believe it is. I believe the parkway is open. It shows that it's open all the way through there. I believe it is from 191. It's been closed from 191 out, but it looks like it's open today all the way through to the 444. Let me try it again. Parkway southbound, northbound, southbound, south of 191 all the way to 441 and across into Gatlinburg all look like it is open today from what I can see. All right, now let's get off the top of the mountain here and see if there's anything else to talk about. In Greenville, you're pretty good for a Friday. You are. You're pretty good for a Friday. You've got slowdowns in and around right around Pelham. That's been the past couple of days. Back it up. If you're southbound, it's up. It's all the way past 14, about to the BMW plant. So right through there, all of that's slow. And then coming up from 385. 385 itself is good, but 85 is slow from 385 northbound up to about Pelham. Outside of that, looks pretty good, really. Greenville's in the best shape for a Friday afternoon. I've seen it in a while. So, not too much to comment on there. And it looks like that I don't see a single wreck in Greenville today. Is that unusual? Seems to be. Spartanburg, you're in pretty good shape as well. Okay. All right. Pretty good shape as well. Let me see here. I have lost a... here we go. It's back up. I lost my weather forecast. It had errored on me, but I think I got it back. Let's look at some temperatures right quick. And the reason these temperatures are important is because of the potential for winter weather. So there's no advisories for the central and southern mountains, but in Wilkes County, North Carolina, in Watauga County, North Carolina, in Allegheny County, North Carolina, and Surry County. This is North Wilkesboro, Boone, up in this section. They are all under winter weather advisories. And part of that is because that winter weather advisory extends up the Shenandoah, right straight up the Shenandoah. And it's because they're already in the 30s. With rain coming. Yeah. Say, preacher, what about the central and southern mountains? Well, we are still relatively warm for the most part. Some of the higher peaks are dipping down a little bit. I'm showing Boone at 36 right now is the current. Mostly cloudy, and the humidity is climbing as the pressure falls, as this precipitation starts toward us. If this had been a normal winter, this would have been a pretty major snowstorm fixing to hit us here in the southern mountains because of where it's coming from, coming right up out of the Gulf on top of us. The latest information, so let me just give you. There's opinion, and then there's there's opinion, and then there is the posted information. Okay, so we're at 42 right now. They have actually taken the forecast highs and turned them downward, or the forecast lows. The forecast low is lower today than it was yesterday. So tonight, we're looking at 29, 3 degrees below freezing. Mostly cloudy, 29, a southeast wind at 6. So the wind kind of odd, wind coming from South Carolina coming in, for tonight, okay? Then what's going to happen, this is kind of hour by hour. This is the latest from the National Weather Service. And again, this is not necessarily our paid service, our paid forecast service disagrees with this, but I'll share that with you in a minute. National Weather Service says, chance of freezing rain and sleet before 10 a.m. in the morning. Then freezing rain likely between 10 and 11. Then rain likely after 11. Mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Southwest wind 6 to 10. You see the difference in the direction? So right now we've actually got some wraparound wind that's coming in that's cooling us down. And so that's part of what we got. But as this system moves off and the low pressure comes in, a shift in the wind, it's going to warm us up. And the chance of precipitation has been turned down a little bit. So it was 90%. They're now saying the chance of precipitation is going to be for tomorrow midday. In the morning, they're saying 60%. For tomorrow afternoon, they're saying 70%. And they're making, in big letters, little or no ice accumulation expected. Little or no sleet accumulation expected. I'm reading directly from their forecast. Saturday night, a 40% chance of rain, mainly before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy, high or the low around 32, southwest wind at 5, and then new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. On Sunday, partly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny, high near 47, northwest wind, and that's going to be cold, around 6. And then Sunday night, we're down to around 20. For Monday, MLK Day, we're at 41 is the high. Sunshine, 19 Monday night. 41 Tuesday with sunshine. 20 for Tuesday night. 48 Wednesday, 26 Wednesday night. You're going to see it start moderating. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 651. Thursday night, 32. And rain again by next weekend. Have you noticed every weekend we're in this pattern? Every weekend, we just have not had the cold weather to support, you know, the snow. It would have been a very snowy January if we had of. So what does, preacher, what you said about the other forecast? Well, our forecast, our forecasting service, they are saying that that's not going to be the case. Their outlook says, let me do this and refresh that. They are saying that the precipitation will not move in here by that time. So let me see if I can share with you. They're also saying not that cold. Our forecast, and again, you know, they're saying it's only going to get down to 32. That's as cold as it'll be. And they're saying that the precipitation won't start till about 11 o'clock. It will be well above freezing when it does. Well, again, we'll see, won't we? We'll see. And I would tend to agree. I guess a whole lot depends on where you are. And also the direction it's coming in. So the further you are to the south, the closer you are to the state line, further you are to the south and west in North Carolina, the quicker it's going to get to you. So the greater chance I think you have. There are no watches issued, though, for western North Carolina other than the ones I gave you earlier in the northern mountains. So there's nothing has been posted for us. Okay? All right. So it's about the only chance we've had of winter weather thus far. I just saw a radar echo with the little bands. They probably did not hit the ground, but in Clayton, Georgia, it shows a snow squall just moved through. It wasn't a big one, but it did show a snow squall because apparently it's cold enough aloft to make that happen. Now, as dry as the atmosphere is, it's going to, some of this is going to fall as Virga. We're at 32%, I think is what I saw. Let me roll up here and get a humidity. 32% humidity. So still relatively dry. And so it's going to have to get a lot, a lot more than that. So a lot of what falls and actually hits the ground may evaporate in the morning, and that may be where the difference in the forecast is coming in. We'll watch that, and we'll see how that all plays out. Okay? All right. So we'll be here to tell you whatever's going on. We'll be right here to tell you about it. All right. Let me say on this, what did I do different? I just pushed a button that I don't know what in the world I made it do. Anyway, AM 720 today being sponsored by the New Hope Baptist Church in honor of their 55th anniversary, which will be January the 23rd. We salute the New Hope Baptist Church. God bless you. Thank you so much for standing with us here at Anchor Broadcasting. They did actually a double sponsorship. WGCR FM 94.9 and the Anchor Broadcasting Network, WGCR.net, the preaching channel, the music channel, the video channel, being sponsored by the New Hope Baptist Church, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Appreciate that so much. God bless you. Happy birthday today to Miss Shirley McCall and also Pastor Ralph Sexton. Congratulations going out to Brother Ralph on his birthday today, the 17th of January. 37 days until Share-a-thon. How about that? And pray for our announcers, our anchors, our announcers in the Share-a-thon. Pray the Lord give them the wisdom to direct the things as they should go, okay, to the glory of God. Well, we appreciate every day. We have our online audience. We monitor the online. Our equipment tells us, not everybody, but it does still give us an idea of who is with us. And don't let it scare you. If I call out your place, that's just a thing between computers. Don't let that be a problem to you. It's just software. Most towns, they're given a certain set of IPs, and the computers know that, and so there's a deciphering program that can kind of tell where folks are. Yeah, I'm just saying, it's nothing to be scared of. So based on where you are, where you log in at, that's kind of how it knows where you are, where you're listening from. But this afternoon, we welcome folks from the Goldwater Air Force Base. And we welcome folks in Arizona listening at the Air Force Base there, Goldwater Air Force Base in Arizona. Welcome. Glad to have you. It's actually the Air Force Range. It's not a base. Okay, so the Barry Goldwater Air Force Range, that's an R. Okay, glad to have you folks on with us. Also, Anderson, South Carolina, Antioch, Tennessee, Arden, North Carolina, Brevard, Chester, South Carolina, Chicago, Illinois, Conyers, Georgia, Fairfield, Connecticut, Flat Rock, Alabama, Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia, Greenville, South Carolina, Jackson, Mississippi, Joplin, Missouri, Lancaster, South Carolina. If you're from there, it's Lancaster. But if you're not from there, it's Lancaster. And then Marion, Virginia, Murphy, North Carolina, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Raleigh, North Carolina, Roswell, Georgia, Soldotna, Alaska, Start, Russia, and we've got France with us this afternoon. And so glad to have you with us. That's the ones I can identify the day. All right. I don't got gobs of them that I can't identify, but that's the ones that we know of. Glad to have all of you online with us. All right. Well, thank the Lord again for His mercy and appreciate God's grace. And somebody asked the question. Let me say thanks to 4412. Appreciate you texting in. Somebody said, how does the China trade deal sound to you? I actually haven't haven't really followed it, okay? Haven't really followed the trade deal. Maybe a little more with the Mexico-Canada one because it affects us a little more. The one in China, really haven't seen a lot of it. But I'm, this is how it works, and a lot of people don't get this. when you're dealing, okay, you always, and this president, we know how he operates. So if you, he's been president long enough now, we know how he operates. He'll ask for the moon, and then he'll settle for just a couple of planets. You know, he see what I'm saying? He always over, and that's the power of negotiation. So I said, well, he compromised. I don't know if a lot of people don't understand that there's a strategy and there's a psychology. You always ask for more than you want so that you end up getting what you really wanted to start with. He is a master at that. And a lot of people say, well, he didn't keep his promises. You need to understand, he was speaking hyperbole. He was reaching for the stars and settled for the moon. Because that's all he wanted to start with was the moon. So does that make any sense to you? Well, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying that's how he operates. And so he always talks in extreme terms. But just so you know, he took a playbook. He has the playbook, and he is following the liberals' playbook, and they do this all the time. And so he is doing a lot. Along that and out of that, and it shakes some of us, because you know we're not used to a president talking like that and acting like that. But the liberals have been doing it all this time, and so he is actually reading from their playbook, and he's doing to them what they've been doing to us for a very long time. And man, the aristocrats cannot hardly stand it; they just can't hardly take it. So anyway, yeah, that's haven't given China a whole lot of attention. I just have not. And I think the Mexico deal is probably in our best interest. Looks like it is. I think the China, just knowing this president, I think it's going to be in America's best interest in the long term. I think so. All right. I'll come back to something in just a second. Let me mention tonight is youth service at Blue Ridge. And preaching tonight is two of our young preachers. We have R.R. Davina from Zion, Illinois. He'll be preaching. And then also Samuel Shabdu from Rogersville, Tennessee. Barry Rackley is his pastor. He'll be preaching for us, or preaching tonight at Blue Ridge as well. And then I believe that Anthony Dean will be leading the music. And so youth service going on tonight at Blue Ridge, Cedar Mountain. Brother Alan Martin is the pastor. Okay? All right. There, I don't know, all that the networks talked about was the impeachment. That's all they talked about. I try to give you things that you don't hear other places. And so I don't like chiming in and just joining the talking heads, you know, and just talking about the same things that they talk about. I like to give you, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story. And that's really what I want to focus on, is the rest of the story. And so a lot of people they don't understand that. Maybe they don't get that. But if all I'm doing is talking about what everybody else is talking about, then, you know, if I can't give you a little different perspective on it, then what's the point? You can get that from anywhere. So this happened yesterday, and I think I'm right. I think it was yesterday. And it was covered, but it was not the headline. And I still say, this president goes on. I mean, they signed that trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. Huge thing. And Nancy Pelosi took credit for it. And if there's ever been a NAFTA person, she was it. But she took credit for that thing. And I think the president made her think it was her idea. But anyway, they went along with it, and they voted in. And, of course, the Senate did it yesterday. But in the midst of all of that, something pretty amazing happened at the White House. And the president held a special press conference. He gathered teachers and students from across America. And this is what he said.
This afternoon, we're proudly announcing historic steps to protect the First Amendment right to pray in public schools. So you have the right to pray. And that's a very important and powerful right. Nothing more important than that, I would say. We're joined by the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rose. chosen, and students and advocates from across America. And advocates they were. They've been calling and writing by the thousands, and you're representing that large group of people. In a sacred principle of our republic, that government must never stand between the people and God. Yet in public schools around the country, authorities are stopping students and teachers from praying, sharing their faith, or following their religious beliefs. It is totally unacceptable. You see it on the football field. You see it so many times where they're stopped from praying, and we are doing something to stop that. Tragically, there is a growing totalitarian impulse on the far left that seeks to punish, restrict, and even prohibit religious expression. Something that, if you go back 10 years or 15 years or 20 years, it was unthought of that a thing like that could even happen, that anybody would even think of something like that happening. That is why today my administration is issuing strong new guidance to protect religious liberty in our public schools. The right of students and teachers to freely exercise their faith will always be protected, including the right to pray. So we call this the right to pray. Is that a good idea? Right? You like that, right? 9 federal agencies are also proposing new rules to roll back discriminatory regulations. So we have rules to roll back discriminatory regulations on religious service organizations. And earlier this afternoon, my White House released a new memo to make sure federal funding is never used to violate the First Amendment, which is a very big deal. With us today is Hannah Allen, a high school freshman from Texas. Hannah, would you tell us what happened at your school with respect to you and prayer? Hannah? Thank you, darling. Right here.
So, me and a group of students from my school wanted to pray for a former classmate's brother who had got hurt in an accident. After the prayer, our principal told us, don't do that again. So the next day, parents had called and complained. He told us that we could pray, but he said we had to hide in the gym or behind a curtain or somewhere away from everyone else. And I know that if this can happen in a small town in Texas, it can happen anywhere across America. And that's not right. No one should feel ashamed of their faith, especially in school or anywhere.
Well said. And it goes on. There's more to it than that. There's a number of folks that'll speak, and it's several more minutes of it, but I don't have time because of sign-off. But let me just ask you a question. Would that principal have dare said to a Muslim, if they were down banging their head on a rug, during the call to prayer, the Muslim call to prayer. Do you think a principal would have had the guts to walk up to that Muslim child and say, you cannot do that out here. Somebody's going to be offended by you. You get behind closed doors. You go hide. Don't you show yourself praying out here in front of everybody. You and I both know what would happen. The Muslims would have had that man's head on a silver platter. But because we're Christian, you see, it's not that it's against, it's not that there's a lack of religious tolerance in America. It's a lack of Christian tolerance. There's an intolerance for Christians in America, for Christianity. There's an intolerance for Christianity in America. As a matter of fact, the other faiths are lauded. They're applauded. They are taught in school, and even the kids have to go through understanding, to have to know the basic tenets of these other faiths so that we can better understand who our enemies are and why our enemies don't like us. But go in and try to teach the scripture, and you're in trouble. So this is a direction, this is a move in the right direction by the president. Appreciate that. I do believe that the Muslims need to be protected, but they already are. It's the Christian people that are suffering the discrimination, and it's got to stop. It's got to stop. Let's pray this afternoon. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray for those that are bereaved, for those that are sick, for those that are hurting. We pray for all those that are needy today. Meet the need according to your riches and mercies by Christ Jesus. Thank you again, Lord, for all that you've done, for all you've given and forgiven. In Christ's holy name we pray.